Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 40th Psalm we hear, happy are they who make the Lord their trust. O Lord God, you have shown through the ages that you desire what is best for your children, and you teach us to trust always in you. Remind us daily of your faithfulness, so we are never hesitant to call out to you. And Lord, heal our divisions, and grant us to be one spirit in serving your people. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the ninth. Senator from the ninth's here. Senator from the eighth. Senator from the 5th. Senator from the 5th is here. Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 27th day, Tuesday.
Senate will come to order. Senate will come to order. Madam Secretary, please proceed.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 27th day, Tuesday, February 21st, 2017.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Cole, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Senator from Clay, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of guest.
Please proceed.
On my right and your left on the bench, I'm happy to introduce today Janae Stacier. She's shadowing me for the day as part of the Coro Fellows Program, and I would ask that the Senate make her welcome.
Let's please welcome the guest of the Senator from Clay to the chamber today. Introduction of guest. Senator from the 5th.
Introduction of guests, Mr. President.
You may proceed.
Mr. President, to my right and to your left, I also have with me a Coro Fellow who's shadowing me today, and her name is Sarah Cornett. Let's give her a round of applause for her outstanding work as a civic service duty.
Let's please welcome the guest from the Senator from the 5th to the Senate chamber. Introduction of guest. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Barry, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 453, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to county recording fees.
Senator from Barrie, do you care to explain your bill?
Thank you. It was explained perfectly. Thank you.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson, purpose you rise.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 454, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to the licensure of athletic trainers.
Senator from Johnson, you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone, purpose you rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation.
Senator, you did have four bills the other day you sent forward also. Is that correct? Thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 455, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to physician assistance.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 456, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to health care for persons with disabilities.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd, what purpose you rise?
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 457, introduced by Senator Eigel, an act relating to the state highway system.
Senator, you care to explain the bill?
Yes, Mr. President, I do. Thank you.
You may proceed.
There has been an important yet lingering unanswered question among the legislature and the governor's office concerning a developing crisis in our state infrastructure, specifically our roads and highways that are responsible for connecting Missouri citizens to their homes, their churches, their businesses, and each other. The Missouri Department of Transportation has done an admirable job of maintaining the 34,000 miles of roadway and over 10,000 bridges within their control. But the resources prioritized to MoDOT in the form of fuel taxes, vehicle taxes, license fees, and federal support aren't enough to keep up with this outsized scope of responsibility as set forth in our statutes. Indeed, in spite of Missouri being 18th in the nation in population size and geographic area, MoDOT has to stretch its resources over the nation's seventh largest road network. In spite of an infusion of resources via debt financing that began in 2004, and more recently the federal stimulus spending of 2008 and 2009, we are facing a deteriorating condition among our state roads and bridges. It is almost certain that every member in this chamber took a state-maintained roadway to reach Jefferson City for session this week, just like millions of other Missourians moving to and from their businesses and interests. So the threat of roads falling into unsafe driving conditions affects us all. So I believe the time for action on our critical road infrastructure is not tomorrow, but today. The people of Missouri demand this action and yet have also been clear about the rules of engagement concerning future transportation funding. They have decisively rejected tax increases as a way to solve problems. They have also vocally opposed the use of new toll roads to raise funds. And I can't blame them for these responses. This fiscal year, we will spend more of their hard-earned tax dollars than in any other single year since Missouri joined the Union. The problems in funding transportation are, like many other budget discussions, not derived from a lack of taxpayer money, but are instead derived from a failure of political prioritizing. During my recent campaign for office, many of my then potential constituents spoke of the need to put in place a transportation plan that wasn't built on new taxes or new toll roads. So today, Mr. President, I am introducing the Transportation Roadway Improvement Act, which will offer a funding solution to our roads without the collection of new taxes and without the introduction of new toll roads in the state of Missouri. Specifically, the TRIP Act will divert 10% of our sales tax general revenue to the state highway fund for a period of 10 years from passage. This would represent an additional investment beyond current levels of over $2.5 billion in the coming decade. It would facilitate the rebuilding of our busiest highway, Interstate 70, to a standard of 8 individual lanes of traffic to connect our largest cities in St. Louis and Kansas City. More importantly, it would help Missouri access federal fast lane fund grants of up to $200 million for I-70 as well. This would ensure that Missourians aren't the only ones.
The Senate will come to order. The Senate will come to order. Senator, you may proceed.
This will ensure that Missourians aren't the only ones paying for a roadway that is a national thoroughfare for citizens of all states. It will provide needed dollars for the maintenance and construction of rural and urban roads alike, and ensure our bridges will be there to meet the needs of the next generation of Missourians. But funding is not the only problem MoDOT faces. By stretching our state transportation department over such a wide network of roads, we are strangling MoDOT's ability to allocate state and most especially federal resources to meet Missouri needs. Today, almost 7,000 of the roadway miles managed by MoDOT are classified as non-federally aided miles. This means that they get so little traffic that the federal government won't match any of the money we spend on them. Most other states require local authorities to manage such roads. And this makes perfect sense. Every dollar spent on these lightly traveled roads is a dollar we lose from prioritizing our highways and costs us $4 to $5 of matching federal assistance had that dollar been spent on major arteries. In short, managing these NFA miles at the state level is bad business. So the TRIP Act will restore local control of these miles to cities and counties. This will ensure state resources go to the more utilized roadways and will make sure MoDOT is in the best position possible to claim federal assistance in the coming years. For those counties and cities concerned about taking on these new miles, I would say this. First, the future increases we expect to see in local vehicle sales tax, fuels tax, and license fees will more than offset the cost of maintaining these new miles locally. So this won't be a burden for local areas. Second, our local areas already manage nearly 80,000 miles of roadways, so clearly they are equipped, more so than the state, to manage these lightly traveled, mostly remote roadways. As I have said, the issue of transportation affects us all, urban, suburban, and rural alike. We need a better formed and better funded MoDOT to ensure we continue to have a world-class road infrastructure. The discussion we start today is long overdue. The concept behind the TRIP Act is simple. We do a better job prioritizing the money of the people. I look forward to this discussion with my colleagues on making sure the people of Missouri are connecting to each other for this and the next generation of Missourians. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 9th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 18, introduced by Senator Curls, a joint resolution relating to periodic cost of living adjustments appropriated by the General Assembly.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to inquire the Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield from an inquiry from the Senator from the 7th?
President.
Senator from the 7th, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, I just wanted to take a brief second to talk about the bill you just filed. I think it's admirable, necessary, important, timely for us to talk about how we're going to fund transportation, because for the last couple of years, we've had proposals from the Senator from the 25th that have stalled out for a variety of reasons, ideological and political and others. I listened very carefully to the TRIP Act, and I think that's very clever to give it a name like that. My first question is, where did this come from? Have other states done this? Is this something that you sat down with MoDOT and came up with? Were you just in your office and said, hey, let's solve transportation and start writing this stuff down? Or where did this genesis?
Well, first of all, I think it was a combination of a couple of those things. One, I have had conversations with Patrick McKenna, the MoDOT director, but at the same time, I've been looking at this issue personally for a long time now, because I always describe the transportation problem as the crisis that keeps on giving. We always talk about it. My constituents ask me about it, but we never seem to get anything done. So this has been a genesis, and really, this solution came from the idea that we're spending more money at the state level
than we ever have before, and yet we can't seem to bring a fix to the forefront to something that the state, that the people of the state have identified they want prioritized a lot better than it already is.
So the part of turning over control to the local subdivisions, I think, is intriguing. The senator from the 17th has been talking about the massive obligation being overburdensome to what we're capable of handling, or what that we should be responsible for handling. So I think that part of the discussion is going to be interesting. Now, you said 10% of diversion from the sales tax and from GR. You might assume that that 10% then will not be available for education and Medicare or Medicaid and the other fundings that we do from an appropriations process?
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
What about the fact that we had a sales tax increase in front of the voters that was rejected on a statewide ballot initiative? Are you worried at all that since they said, no, we don't want sales tax going to fund transportation because of the regressive nature of sales tax and the fact that you might buy paper towels and not even own a car, and then sales tax on paper towels are going to pay for roads that you're never going to use?
Well, I think that the difference here is what I think that you're talking about Amendment 7 of a couple of years ago. Yep. What the voters were saying in that case was that we don't want additional taxes above what we have right now to pay for these roads. And the reason is we already have more money than we ever have before. So what we're doing here, we're not changing the tax rate. We're not increasing the burden on the people of Missouri. We're just taking part of that $27, $28 billion that's already coming to Jefferson City and prioritizing it so that it takes care of our roads for the near future.
Conceptually, I understand. The problem will be when we have $50 million that was cut from education transportation, and we can't get our kids on the buses to go to school, it's going to be difficult to make the argument that we're not fully funding the education formula, which is a constitutional obligation of the budget. How are we going to justify the 10% shift to transportation? We will have this discussion. What I wanted to do was at least thank you for leading on this, because it's a space that the senator from the 25th has tried diligently to put forward a plan that would increase the gas tax. It hasn't been a popular plan, but it's a necessary one, and he has lots of statistics that show that if we don't do this, then we're just going to end up paying more in the long run for the depreciation of the quality in that infrastructure. So I think this conversation is overdue. I'd love to have it with you. I wanted to thank you for bringing it forward, and look forward to having further conversations about transportation.
Absolutely, Senator. I would just add one thing. What you're mentioning about the education formula is also in the same vein of how we're prioritizing the resources. I don't view the problems facing the state as a money problem. Again, we're spending more money. The people of Missouri are giving more taxpayer dollars to Jefferson City than they ever have before. So this is not a problem of enough money. This is a problem of prioritizing. We could be talking about the education formula, talk about transportation. So I'm looking forward to that discussion as well.
Sure. Thank you, Senator. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please refer Senate Resolution 305, the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, and Resolution Ethics.
It will be referred. Introduction of bills. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I'd ask you to recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports from standing committees.
Thank you,
Hearing
Mr.
No
President.
Objection, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 113, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand in recess till 2 p.m. this day. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess till 2 p.m. this day.